And joining us on Front and Center is Margaret Gibson. She is an independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics. And Margaret, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you.
Margaret, explain to our audience how you got involved in the Mary Kay business.
Well, I started the business, actually, I started the business because my daughter asked me to become a team member with her. And I first said no because I was teaching school, and I felt like I was a school teacher. I didn't want to be selling cosmetics. But at that time, I really didn't know what the company was all about and what it entailed until my daughter said, "Mommy, you teach." And that's what we do, Mary Kay, you can teach. So I started the business, and when I started, that's when I found out it was a company where I could work and earn extra income, and at the same time, I could help others. I could help other women to feel good about themselves, teaching skincare. And also, it gave me the possibility of doing volunteer work, which I love to do. So some of the times I go to the nursing homes and I offer complimentary faces to the ladies there. As a matter of fact, I have a date for this Friday coming up to one of the nursing homes. And I like to do volunteer work. So that this business gives me an opportunity to do that. I also like the fact that it is a business with a heart. And Mary Kay has her own charitable foundation where she does work to help people who have breast cancer, cancer research she gives to. Also, the company is very concerned about, they call it Pink Doing Green. It says, knowing our actions today will affect the quality of life of future generations, Mary Kay continuously seeks opportunities to improve our environment performance and is striving to find ways to be even more sustainable in the future. The product really works. It's a good product. That was another thing that I was really concerned about, a lot of health issues and how the product works for your body. So I was using the product myself, and so I know that when I offer someone something, I could offer them a product that was working for me and would work for them as well.
So you retired from teaching school, but you obviously stayed in the Mary Kay business, didn't you?
I did. I was teaching school. I taught school for almost over 37 years, actually 37 and a half to be specific, and I taught 30 years in the Waterbury school system. So I was teaching and I was just a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant all at the same time. And, you know, women should have a second plan. And I needed a second plan because I was looking forward to someday retiring. And after that number of years, I did want to retire. And I said, but I was one who was always volunteer. I was always doing things with my students. And so when I retired, I wanted something else to do. So this was perfect for me because I had something that I could do. I could go into the homes, teach people how to take care of their skin. I could have them come to me. I could do the volunteer work, so it's been great.
And you're able to work out of your home, I would imagine.
Yes, that's the good benefit about it because, Dan, you know, as we age, there are little aches and pains that comes along. So there has been times when I really couldn't go out to someone else's home. So I do most of my business actually now right from my home or either from our training center. We have a wonderful training center in Southington that I attend meetings there once a week. And we can also have our customers come there and give them facials there. And we do a lot of pampering for different occasions. This month is National Nurses Month. Well, actually, we're in National Nurses Week. And so what I did was I took a beautiful basket of gifts, a Mary Kay little satin hand sampler, and I took it to my doctor's office, and I presented it to the ladies that work there. And so I have more that I'm going to be doing. So that's another thing that I do, which is volunteer, and it's also fun. So we'll be honoring the nurses. We did also last month, April, was Administrative Assistance Week. So we honored the ladies there.
Oh, that's terrific. We're talking with Margaret Gibson on Front and Center. She is an independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics. Margaret, what are some of the benefits and features of the products?
Okay, the benefits and features of the product, they work individually. It depends on what products you're using. Okay, say if you want a product that is going to help your skin because your skin is oily, then you would choose a product that would help to relieve, that would give you a moisturization, which your skin needs, but at the same time, it would provide the moisturization, but at the same time, it would not make the skin oily. So, and the feel of the product is very smooth, and it's not oily, it's not heavy. So one of the features that I found a lot of people like, and they often say it, it doesn't feel heavy, it feels very light.
Wow, that's something good to know then, to make sure that your skin is moisturized.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to being clean, of course, and exfoliating for the skin.
Right. These are all things that a lot of us, I think, take for granted and even don't pay attention to. But it's an area where we should be focusing on, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Dan, with the sun and the summer coming on, one of the greatest concerns of ours is that people need to protect from the sun. They always, you know, a lot of times people go out and they don't put any type of sunblock or anything on. We do have sunblock. But the most important thing is that they know that they should protect, put a hat on the head, you know, and make sure you have something to protect from the sun, because many, many people have skin cancer.
Right. We hear a lot about these products for women, but how about men? Should we be using these products?
Yes. Mary Kay also has a complete line of skincare products for men. A lot
really?
Of times you look at women and men and you say, okay, the man seems to not age, show the signs of aging as quickly as women. Do you know why?
Why?
Men shave. When they shave, they exfoliate. They remove the dead skin cells. When you remove the dead skin cells, you are exposing youthful-looking skin.
Oh, how about that? how about for other areas of a man's body? Is his neck, his arms, and what's out there to be had by Mary Kay?
Okay, with the men, we have a skin management bar, and we also have now, which has recently come out for men, is a complete shower gel for men. And what happens with why is it different from others is that it doesn't dry the skin out as much as some of the others might. I'm not going to make a claim that it, you know, that the others don't do this, but what I'm saying is that we make sure that our product is a product that is going to benefit the skin. And that's what happens with the men. So the men, they have a new shower gel for men. So they call it a body wash. And we also have for men, we have the shaving cream. We also have for men, some of the products that the extra products that we use, like we have the sunblock, which is used by both men and women. We have the lotions, which can be used by both men and women.
And you know, Margaret, you mentioned some of the products, and it sounds to me obviously like some of them are universal, but what should we know in general, male and female, about taking care of our skin?
Okay. We should clean, and you should use a product that is going to clean the skin without having a strong detergents in the cleansing process. We also need to moisturize the skin. Everybody needs, the skin needs a drink of water, okay? So that's for everyone. The skin needs to be moisturized. Oil and moisture, two different things. A lot of times people say, well, I don't need to moisturize, my skin is so oily. Then if your skin is very oily, then we have a product to help you get rid of some of the excessive oil. But you must moisturize that skin. Everyone's skin needs to be moisturized.
How often should it be moisturized?
Every day, twice a day.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. Because that's when you wash your face. You should be washing your face twice a day. In the morning when you go out, and then in the evening when you come home, after you've been out among all the impurities and everything, you should wash your face before going to bed. And whenever you wash your face, you should moisturize.
Okay. Men and women, if they have not taken care of their skin in that way, but they start, can they rejuvenate the skin if they start paying attention to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when as you get older, your skin, the collagen in the skin breaks down. So we have certain products which help to boost the collagen in the skin. You know, the pentapeptides that are used in products will help to rejuvenate, as you call it, because it helps to boost those collagens. And so once the collagens are firm, it helps to firm the skin.
And this is for men and women? You have products in that area?
Yes, both men and women.
Okay. You mentioned something before, Margaret. You touched on it briefly when talking about your daughter encouraging you to get involved in Mary Kay. But again, in general terms, what did you learn from being a school teacher that you were able to apply to now being this independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay?
Teaching people, not just trying to sell someone a product, teaching people how to take care of their skin. And the importance. We do not take the place of a medical doctor. If they have a medical problem, they should see their doctor. But general care of your skin and teaching people how to take care of their skin is one of the things that is so important, and it's what I learned to apply from having taught school for so many years. And then I'm a people person then, so I like to help people, and I tell people, you know, I go to your home or you come to mine for a complimentary facial makeover. I don't care whether they buy anything or not. If they buy, that's great, because eventually I want to sell the product. But the most important thing is that people try the product, and they can go to my website. I have a website, www.marykay.com/M Gibson 3. There has to be M Gibson 3 because my daughter's M Gibson 2 and somebody else is 1, I guess.
Okay, so could you give that website again, please?
It's www.marykay.com/M Gibson 3.
Okay. You mentioned you have to be a people person. I'm guessing that that's extremely important in your line of work.
It is important to be a people person, but we have ladies from all different walks of life, all different personality types. If you are not a people person, sometimes people are very shy. As a matter of fact, my director was a very shy person. And what happens is when you start associating with the people in Mary Kay, I find that it's a company where women are helping each other. And you learn how to talk to people. You learn to meet people. And because everyone is so friendly and so willing to help, you know, you begin to feel comfortable. And a lot of times people are shy, but they don't really want to be shy all their lives. So they learn from Mary Kay a lot of things. To me, it was like a lot of the information that I receive, because we get training from Mary Kay, and we go to seminar, we have classes, and for me, when I felt like I was getting a master's degree, I said, geez, I paid money to get a master's degree, and this company is giving me another master's degree. It really was, Dan. It was just like you learn so much. It's incredible because, you know, when you say cosmetics, people just think of lipstick. Mary Kay is so much more than lipstick. As a matter of fact, I think it was his last name was Underwood. He wrote a book, and the book is called More Than a Pink Cadillac. That is a very interesting book for any business person, male or female, to read.
Okay, the name of the book is More Than a Pink Cadillac.
More Than a Pink Cadillac. And his last name is Underwood.
Okay, I'm going to follow up on that. That's very fascinating. And like you said, there's business advice in there for anybody who wants or owns a business, right?
Yes, it is. And they're always looking for consultants. The company is growing. We are in over 39 different countries.
Wow.
And in each country, they make their own products there. We cannot ship products from the United States to China.
So the Mary Kay products that are purchased here are made in the United States?
Made in the United States in Dallas, Texas, and then they're shipped out to distribution centers across the United States.
You mentioned, by the way, that you have a meeting where? Once a week in Southington, is that right?
Yes, and directors hold their meetings in different areas all over the United States where in each town or city or wherever there are directors. And the meetings are held so that the consultants can meet and they get training from the director as well. And we also learn from each other as well.
So you're always keeping up to date on all of this, it sounds to me.
Yes, definitely. Always up-to-date information. The company stays right on top of everything. They always have given us the most up-to-date information. And the company is always working on their products to make their products the very best products that are on the market.
Talking with Margaret Gibson on Front and Center. She is an independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics. Margaret, I want to get to your teaching career for just a moment. What are some of the memories you have as a teacher for 37 and a half years, including 30 years in the Waterbury school system?
There are many. some of the most memorable ones are working with my students and helping them. And now that I have been retired for 16 years, I'm going to different places. As a matter of fact, I was at the hair salon to get my hair done, and I hadn't looked up, and the young lady comes over and grabs me and says, "Oh, Mrs. Gibson, my gym teacher." So I get to see my students all wherever I go. I see some of my former students now. And I can think about the different things that we did because we did a lot of memorable things. Not only was I a teacher of physical education and health, but I coached Crosby High School cheerleaders and Wallace Middle School cheerleaders for over about 20 years. So it's a lot of history there.
Oh, I'm sure there is, and it's got to give you, I would imagine, a certain sense of satisfaction when you are approached by a former student.
Yes, it does. It really does. You know, one of the things, too, Dan, was when I started my Mary Kay business, I used to bring, every year, at the end of the year, I would have a party for my cheerleaders, so I'd bring them to my house, and so they were looking at some of my pictures of before and after pictures, and so they were looking at my before and after picture, and they looked, and the before picture, they said, "Geez, I don't know who that lady is." They looked at my after picture and said, "Oh, that's you, Mrs. Gibbs, that's you, I know that one." I told them, I said, "They all get A's."
Well, I'm also guessing that being a teacher in Waterbury for all those years, you must have had a certain sense of pride to see that the teacher of the year from the whole country came from Waterbury.
Yes, I was. I was very shocked. That was nice. Very nice.
I'm sure it was.
Yes, and one of my colleagues asked me for my business card because he says he wanted to contact her so that I could give her a complimentary facial.
Oh, that's terrific. Margaret, what are some of the best pieces of business advice you have been given that you can share with our audience?
For your business, love what you do and always put your customers first. Be concerned about what works for them, not what you're going to try to sell them.
All right. I get that sense when I talk to a lot of people on this program. When I ask them that question, they always put passion and customers in the forefront of any explanation.
Yes, yes. That's the most important thing. You love what you do, and then be concerned about what your customers need, what their needs are. I don't want to sell someone something they don't need. If it's something they need, or if it's something they want, I won't argue against the person who says, I want this. I will explain to them what the benefits and the features of it is and how it would help them or not help them. And then that's their choice.
Well, what are some of the challenges that you face in general in operating a business today?
Well, some of the challenges, I guess, would be where people will say, you know, oh, I know a product that's better than your product, and it'll do this and it'll do that. But, you know, that's to be expected. As long as I get the feel, I know that I'm doing, I have a good product, and I know it's going to work, because I let them know. I say, well, you can try my product. You don't have to pay me not 1 cent. Take it and try it for a month. If it doesn't work, give it back. If it works, you pay me for it.
That's the best guarantee out there.
Yeah.
Margaret, before we wrap up our interview, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one of the things I would like to add is one of the things that was very rewarding to me when I started this business. I used to offer complimentary facials to my parents when I was teaching. And often they would say, I'm too busy. And one of the parents said, I'm too busy. I have to take my daughter here. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. I have to do that. I said, oh, my God, you really need to be pampered. And she looked at me and she said, yeah, I do. So I said, let me just work out a time. You come to my house. I'm going to give you total pamper, and all you have to do is relax. She came, and she after it was the pampering session, she looked at me and she said to me, and it always makes me tear when I think about it. She said, you know, you make me feel so important.
Wow. Wow, what a great story to wrap up our interview. Margaret, I cannot thank you enough for being a guest on Front and Center. Thanks very much for joining us and sharing your story with our audience.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it.